From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. The Laboratory Theater of Florida's The Rauschenberg Project play tells stories of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender youth in Southwest Florida. Local teens and young adults wrote and acted in the show. WGCU's Tara Callaghan reports.
Take a good look. This is me. I'm dressed in drag.
Ben Lamoureux plays drag queen Bella LeMay.
Look at my kicks. Check out these tits. Aren't I a bit scandalous?
Lamoureux wears a long black wig and a floor-length sequin gown that dazzles in the spotlight. Laboratory Theater of Florida artistic director Annette Troschbach says every word heard on stage is comprised of 169 stories submitted by LGBT Southwest Floridians ages 13 through 25. But getting the stories was no easy task.
Build it and they will come. No, it's not true. Many of them are not out. So how do you tell your parents, I want to go to the theater for this LGBT project without outing yourself?
Troschbach says the lab theater struggled to find kids willing to share their stories, even anonymously. So she attended Gay Straight Alliance, or GSA, meetings, set up a secret Facebook group and an email address to try to gain more participation.
First question, when did you know?
The play has 10 actors who take on different roles with minimal set design and costume changes. Local professionals taught everyone involved playwriting, set design, lighting, costume design, and stage makeup. Scenes range from a monologue about a lesbian growing up in a Christian family, a musical number sung and performed in drag, and a cheesy infomercial selling Keep the Gay at Bay, a gay conversion therapy camp.
Are you scared that your little princess might be spending too much time at another princess's castle?
The play addresses LGBT stereotypes with equal parts humor and seriousness, aimed at educating the audience and easing common misconceptions about the LGBT community. Parts of the play even address skepticism about the lab theater's intentions behind the production.
Why are we doing this? It's nobody else's business.
So they're exploiting us, making us a curiosity.
18-year-old Luke Nelson, a senior at Cypress Lake High School, says he came out to his family his freshman year. His foster father suggested he get involved with the project.
It's got just the right balance. It's got one or two scenes where it makes you want to cry a bit, but right after that, it's a bit more uplifting. And as all plays should, it leaves on a really good note.
Nelson plays a young man named Dustin, a high school student writing a letter to his parents, describing what life has been like since he was kicked out after telling them he was gay. He plays a GSA student in other scenes. He says his favorite skit is a piece poking fun at Kim Davis, the Kentucky County clerk jailed for refusing to issue marriage licenses to gay couples.
But instead of Kim Davis, it's Dim Cavis. She sells tickets for movies on the phone. She's pretty much denying this caller tickets because of how her personal views of these movies are. It's very amusing, and the ending is... it's pure gold.
I will be honest with you. I cannot, in the Lord's good grace, sell tickets to theater that promotes such dismal values. Spring Awakening is nothing but sex. And Gentleman's Guide, well, this is my right to title. That's a commandment.
20-year-old actor and stage makeup artist Sage Myers identifies as bisexual. She was also in charge of researching one of the most impactful scenes of the play, the memoriam list. It's a list of names of LGBT people who committed suicide or have been murdered due to their sexual orientation. That list gets projected in white text onto a screen. There are no actors on stage. The theater is pitch black. And there's music.
There were hundreds of names. The youngest name I saw was 12.
Myers says, as difficult as it was, she had to add her mother's name to that memoriam.
It's almost like a badge of disappointment honor. Like, you know it's awful and you know it hurts, but it's important.
Myers has a portrait of her mother tattooed on the outside of her left arm.
I hope she'd be proud. I would love for her to see it. I would love for my grandma to see it if she was alive.
Director Annette Troschbach says everyone is excited, nervous, but ultimately proud of what they have accomplished with this production.
We're telling the stories of all of these young people, some of whom have been living in their cars outside of their high schools or kicked out of the house or beaten just for being LGBT. We're all very aware of these stories being the true life stories of people who are living here in the community. And that is something that gives one pause.
The Rauschenberg Project play runs at the Laboratory Theater in downtown Fort Myers through April 5th. It was made possible by a grant from the Robert Rauschenberg Foundation. For WGCU News, I'm Tara Callaghan.